And a very good morning to you. Hi, I'm Kermit Poling, and it's time for another Spotlight here on Red River Radio. Joining me in the studio, Robert Cruz, a Shreveport area musician, pianist, organist, someone who has multiple talents that has performed in a number of guises in various orchestras that I have certainly worked with in the area. Anyway, Robert, great to have you here this morning.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So you are a founding member of the Carrefour Chamber Music Project, which if I have my understanding correctly, really kind of developed out of everything that's gone around with COVID.
It did. I co-founded it with Brett Andrews back in March of this year. And when we had the idea to put some concerts together online to kind of keep things going. But then as we thought about it a little bit more, we realized it could be a real, fill a real need in this area for a more regular chamber music scene.
And your programs, so have been at this point all streamed. You have more that are coming up that are scheduled to be streamed. And of course, one of the ones that we at least have helped get the word out about have been the chamber music for cello and piano that you guys have been performing. I know that's been a part of it. At this point, what else have you performed?
So we did a program. Our first concert was a program of piano trios, some Dvorak and Haydn piano trios. Then we did a program of piano quartets that was done broadcast in tandem actually with the Shreveport Symphony. And Michael Butterman did some interviews with us on that. And we started a subscriber series that are pre-recorded concerts that people sign up to be a subscriber, and then they get these pre-recorded, nicely edited programs. And we actually have one coming up that's going to be released Thanksgiving week that has Johnny Schreeder, the new voice faculty at Centenary, performing on. And we're planning to do a big holiday program in December, partnering with Prisma Vocal Ensemble, kind of by Adam Philly.
Nice. Yeah.
Some members from that will be doing a live portion broadcast from Holy Cross, and that'll be interspersed with some pre-recorded segments with other groups performing in other historic churches in the Shreveport downtown area.
Very nice. This Monday and Tuesday, right? I'm thinking ahead days, right?
Yep.
Monday and Tuesday. Good. That's good. 16th and 17th. Don't ask me to do math. You're doing what you're calling the Festival of Newer Music, which I love the title. This is 2 days of streaming performances. Why don't you talk a little bit about that, especially about the one I'm not so familiar with, Deus Ex Musica, which has an implication of sacred music there. But this is an organization that's a national organization, right?
Yes, actually has an international reach as well. So this particular newer music festival arose. I was one of my undergrad friends out in California. She saw what we were doing with the Carrefour Chamber Music Project, and she said her husband's involved in this organization, Deus Ex Musica, which is an ecumenical organization that's dedicated to the promotion of sacred music in a concert setting specifically. And so I chatted with him and some other members of the organization, and they decided to do a call for scores for works to be performed on a live stream concert. And so that's what the Monday night program is going to be the result of. So there are six pieces from composers from really all over the world, representing a variety of different faith traditions, some Christian, Hindu, and Jewish composers. But they all are sacred in some way. Not necessarily music like you would hear in church, per se, but has a sacred orientation or a sacred influence behind it. And then the Tuesday night program is actually going to be an all Shreveport composer program. So Allison Beck has four pieces on the program that she'll be performing with her sister Elizabeth. And then you as well, Kermit, have your one of your string quartets on the program as kind of the centerpiece of that.
And Allison and Elizabeth, for those of you who don't know them, of course, both very talented, grew up here. And of course, I knew, you know, Elizabeth as a violin student, and Allison as a piano student, and now they've gone on to some great things. They actually released a CD, I don't know how many years ago, of holiday music, Christmas music, that I believe is still available, and it was very notable, and beautiful arrangements that Allison wrote that.
Yes.
It was really a terrific album. We've got it here somewhere in our library. It's not quite to that point where we start playing that music, but close enough. So what are the pieces that Allison wrote? Because I'm less familiar with her more recent album.
So I believe here, actually I can pull it up. There's three pieces for piano and violin.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also has one piece for voice and piano that she had. Originally was a choral piece, I believe, and she's arranged it for solo soprano and piano, and that's actually going to be a pre-recorded performance with Janani Sridhar, again, performing the solo part on that. So she has, her first piece will be Night Walk from the collection Night Pieces, which is inspired by a Walter de la Mare poem, Silver, and that's composed this year. And then she'll have two pieces that are more sort of in the category of hymn influences. So she has a piece based on Amazing Grace from 2018, and then a piece called Restoration Tango from 2019, which she describes as an unusual take on the traditional American hymn tune, Come Ye Sinners.
Okay. All right. So, you know, slight way that has that same kind of influence, perhaps, that Monday's stream also implies, so it kind of really ties in, aside from being newer music. Now I can say that I don't know if you're officially calling it the Carrefour String Quartet, or if there's a specific name.
No, it's not. We're more of an umbrella organization rather than like a specific ensemble.
Okay, so a string quartet doing my second quartet along these footsteps to paradise, which is seven movements that are indeed all have a spiritual inspiration. That was a work that was commissioned by the Shreveport Summer Music Festival and Lenny Kassinger. I can't tell you how many years ago, three pieces were commissioned by them, all with basically a background of representing different saints. And there are different saints that are part of this one, St. Raphael, St. Gabriel, Kateri Tekakwitha, who is a Native American. And there are, it ends with Joan of Arc, and there are obviously others that are in that. The piece was written in two different ways, and those of you who have the recording of the London Symphony performance of the guitar concerto that I wrote for John DiChiaro and this work perhaps have not heard it in the original form, which is the string quartet form. And it has been performed both ways in this area before, but it has been some time. The West Edge String Quartet, my quartet, did it a few times, but mostly it has been the Festival String Quartet that has gone and performed just excerpts these days of it. And of the first suite, they actually did a television special on EWTN.
I remember that.
That aired and I believe continues to air on All Saints Day. I didn't check this year's, but when I have looked, it seems like they have it scheduled in the future. Like this is always going to be an All Saints Day, and it kind of matches. But you have some terrific players that are going to be as part of this quartet.
Yes, we do. So the quartet that's playing your piece and also a quartet on the Monday night program is comprised of Jennifer Carcillo, Callie Dean, Michelle Gunn, and Laura Huff, who are all very well known in the area.
Sure.
We also have, like I mentioned before, Allison and Elizabeth Beck will be on the Tuesday night program performing Allison's works.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other performers for the Monday night program, in addition to the quartet, Brett Andrews, the cellist, will be playing several pieces with different configurations. And Chris Cox, a flutist from over in Dallas area, I believe, is coming in to play on a couple pieces as well.
So this is terrific. So it really is a festival of newer music, and it will be streamed. So this isn't something that you have to get up off of your couch. You can relax from the privacy of your home.
Anywhere you want to be.
Anywhere you want to be.
Where you get good enough reception.
which is absolutely great. The stream time is 7 o'clock both days, right?
Yes, both days is at 7 p.m., and it's streamed on the Carrefour Chamber Music Project Facebook page and also on our YouTube channel. And both of those can be accessed through our website, www.carrefourcmp.org. Carrefour is CARREFOUR.
Which is Crossroads, right?
Yes. And the idea behind that is not only is like chamber music a crossroads between solo and orchestral music, but Shreveport has historically been a crossroads of trade where the road trails met the river traffic and then I-20 and I-49. But also this historical crossroads we're at now, with these great opportunities that are before us musically and artistically at this time.
Well, it's great to see a musical organization reaching out into new ways to reach new audiences and also find a way to connect with audiences that have been traditional audiences in this region. I think that's terrific. Is there any kind of a fee for access to the streams?
No, both streams are... you can view them for free. We do happily accept donations. And as I mentioned before, we also have a subscription series that has a total of 3 pre-recorded concerts that will be released over the course of this fall. So there's lots of ways to support us, from as simple as just liking or loving us on Facebook to donating to subscribing.
Excellent. So that's the Carrefour Chamber Music Project and their pending streams on Monday and Tuesday, both at 7 p.m. for their Festival of Newer Music on Monday in partnership with Deus Ex Musica, and on Tuesday, music by Allison Beck, a wonderful local composer, and I want to say thank you for also doing one of my works.
Our pleasure.
I was very much looking forward to it, and I'll be for sure watching on both days because I really want to hear both. And if you want to check out the Carrefour Facebook page ahead of time, facebook.com/Carrefour Chamber Music is where you'll find it. But you can just do a simple search, and if you can remember how to spell it, CARREFOUR, it'll probably take you there in the search.
Yeah, we're the only Carrefour Chamber Music project as far as we know.
Number one. There you go. That's great. My guest has been Robert Cruz. And Robert, you're, of course, one of the founding members, as you said, along with Brett Andrews,
correct,
who's a wonderful cellist in this region as well. Well, break a leg on it, and I'm sure it will all go really well. And if you are with an organization, you have an event coming up, whether online or in person, be sure to get in touch with us here at Red River Radio. We'd love to do a spotlight with you. They have been a precious few during the past 8 months or so, for obvious reasons, but we're happy to get the word out about anything arts related that's going on. So our number here is 800-552-8502. Robert, again, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kermit.